You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
As usual, we kick off with how the markets have been moving throughout the day. I'm joined on the line by Senior Market Analyst at Exynos, Terence Hove, to take a look at the market movements. Good evening, Terence. Lovely to speak to you. Markets seemingly having a rather offish day in terms of the Rand. Not doing too well, down about 1%, 2%, sitting at around 18 Rand 40. What do we make of that?
Yeah, good evening, Jimmy. Thanks for having me back. It's a mixed bag of events that is actually affecting the South African Rand at the moment. Primarily, if we look at what's happening in the global market, we've got the U.S. presidential race that is been quite a surprise in terms of the turn of events. We now have Vice President Harris taking the charge and clinching that presidential nomination to take on former President Donald Trump. So it's reflective of that risk sentiment that is in the market. And locally as well, we're expecting inflation data on the back of the MPC interest rate decision to keep rates on hold for this past meeting. But should inflation data come out lower than expected next week, then it really supports the narrative that there's going to be interest rate cuts in September.
Terence, you mentioned the obvious role that Vice President Harris is playing at the moment and having secured that nomination. I saw something interesting that suggests that the current generation of people that are going to be voting, a lot of them are swinging towards the Democratic side of the U.S. polls as opposed to Republican. And I actually wonder, what does this then mean for us if we're looking at the U.S. picture? I mean, we are still quite a couple of months away from that presidential election, but are we starting to see markets getting a bit nervous around it? Are there comments or portfolio adjustments that are happening early on, or is it still very soon to tell?
Yeah, I think some of it is soon to tell, but it's certainly starting to shape into a way that is kind of, is clear. Either it'll be A or it'll be B. We kind of know what to expect, if former President Donald Trump comes into office. And now, as Vice President Kamala Harris really unfolds her policies, not necessarily the Biden-Harris administration, but the Harris and their running mate policies, that's going to have a different look altogether as well. So as more of that information comes to light, definitely that's going to be priced into the market. And she is a strong contender at the moment. And it was quite a significant a move to have her in the forefront, because the playing field had so much moving with regards to whom is going to take over that role after, the current president, Biden, stepped away from running. So, yeah, if Vice President Kamala Harris comes in, I think the next telling weeks will showcase, what the policy framework is going to look like under her administration, which is going to be very key at that time.
Still lots to decipher. Obviously, they're still quite a way away from those elections. Let's move to some US/South African developments. Morgan Stanley's come out to say that they think South African equities are still going to deliver or outperform cash and bonds over the next couple of weeks and months. Is this now, because we've got now election out the way, where is the sudden optimism coming from with regards to these international institutions?
Yeah, I think the boost comes primarily what we're looking at in terms of the structural situation here in South Africa. We are north of 100 days of no load shedding. So that is a very, very big positive, and which is, driving that sentiment around boosting growth within South Africa through earnings. And secondly, as well, the outlook that I spoke about with regards to inflation coming lower, a strong chance of a 25 basis points cut in September from the SARB. So again, that starts, encouraging positive sentiments towards economic growth here in South Africa.
Terence, when we look at some of the movements throughout the day, I mean, I noted that industrial stocks didn't perform as well. Financial stocks seemingly recovering a little bit. Are we on course to sort of have a good close to the end of the month if we look at the equity picture? And does that then set us up for sort of a stronger second half of the year or stronger start to August?
Yeah, I think certainly as you mentioned, you know, if we keep going at the trajectory that we are and, you know, all of those dots as we go, as you mentioned, we start having a more positive outlook for the second half of the year, certainly, you know, and going into August as well. Because tomorrow's matrix or the economic data, you know, feeds into the matrix of that, you know, expected, you know, boost in economic growth. So certainly, yeah, you spot on with that, Jim.
Are we still concerned about anything? I mean, obviously, you just mentioned the fact that we have gone north of 100 days of load shedding. Obviously, that would have improved sentiment. We've seen it improve business sentiment. We've gone through the election. The policy kind of is stable there. Are there still lingering concerns from an investor point of view where it relates to the South African picture?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, our growth, our GDP needs to accelerate exceptionally, you know, or exponentially more, because we've got one of the biggest, you know, unemployment rates in the world. So definitely that needs to be supported with growth to start seeing that number coming down. So, yeah, while we've had 100 days of no load shedding, you know, long may it last, but definitely I think there needs to be a more sustainable you know, commentary from, you know, Eskom in the coming days, other than, yeah, we got it right, we're getting it right. But I think the lingering issue still remains with, okay, have they really fixed the chronic issues?
And we'll never really know until we start to see things either break or continue to stay as good as they are. Terence, before I let you go, I want to look at some of the company moves. We've seen the likes of Pick n Pay having a good day today, the likes of Astral Foods having a good day today. Some of these guys have obviously been through quite a bit of pressure. And I mean, I look at someone like Sasol, who gave us an update that basically said that they are back on track, they're improving, and the share price has had two consecutive days of really good response and really good reactions. Are there any stocks in particular that stand out to you as potentially undervalued or potentially worth looking into from a long-term basis?
Yeah, I think there's certainly stocks to keep on the lookout. You know, if we look at the banking sector, we've got the First Rand, Discovery, you know, in the manufacturer and distributor, Bidvest. You know, you've got Life Healthcare. Definitely that is a strong space of growth, opportunity of growth over the long term. And mining, you've got your African Rainbows and Northam Platinum, certainly. So I think there's some excitement in your AB InBev and process, you know, in the longer term view. And telecoms, you've got Vodacom, yeah.
Okay, so certainly still pockets of value and still very good areas of opportunity that exist. I think we'll leave it at that, Terence. Thanks as always for the time and for the insights. Terence Hove, Senior Market Analyst at Xness, joining me to reflect on some of the market movements throughout the day, as well as what potentially could look good at this time.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.